Welcome to Eliminate Barriers Virtual Summit, brought to today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazing Ms. Robin Austin. Robin, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya, and thank you all for taking time from your busy schedule to be here today. As Tanya said, my name is Robin Austin, and I am president of both Audacious Financial and Cyber Defense Resources. I have to mention today my birthday. Today's my birthday. And thank you all for being a part of it, because what a great day. You know, to have one day of the year that you can actually call your own and put your name on it. And now I'm sharing it with amazing people out there listening to this call today, and I really appreciate you sharing it with me. Let me talk about, first of all, who we are. Audacious Financial is much like a small Gartner business strategy and analytics company. Only we actually come to a conclusion. If you know anything about Gartner, then that should make a dent. I am a technology evangelist, investment advisor, speaker, and author. Audacious, we research and investigate technological advancements, especially startups looking for angel investment or additional rounds or really any type of investment capital. We help startups create a profitable business strategy that overcomes the mire, the bogs, or quicksand, if you will, and provide evangelistic services. We take complicated ideas and communicate them simply so that targeted customers understand your product or service value quickly and easily. We help companies pick up the pace to attract, you know, either the right investors or the right customers, and help them cut through issues keeping them from being profitable. Our customers are typically inventors, technological think tanks, and technological companies, or all of those of you out there who are looking to advance in the technological sector from, frankly, almost any perspective. We look at the fact that you need objective measurement, easy targets to be successful, and we act as your evangelist. Because of our reach or because of our long term, I mean, I've had over 35 years in technology built from the ground up. So there is not much in this industry that I haven't seen or participated in. There are companies and individuals right here in Dallas. These companies may attend like the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, CES, every year to be seen or heard or looked at. They're looking to reinvent themselves and be lifted from the quicksand that find themselves, or just with a product or services, tired of slogging along, pounding the pavement, looking to sprint forward. Cyber Defense Resources, on the other hand, focuses on technological security and offers cybersecurity ninjas for protection, compliance, and risk management. We specialize as is very different because we actually solve problems and provide preventative measures to shore up vulnerabilities that you may have instead of waiting for problems to happen. And we're typically warriors that are about 5 to 10 steps ahead. So we are your warriors and your heroes before the nightmare begins. And so when you are in a fearful state, we can help you overcome that fear from a security perspective. Eliminating barriers is part of our business model, as you just heard. What we prefer is to provide preventative measures, and although we don't have a crystal ball, we have experienced so many situations, we can see the possible obstacles in your roadmap that you may not see. And we help you either drive around those obstacles or avoid them altogether. You know, as I said before, we're typically 5 to 10 steps ahead. and have the tools and the experience to be able to be that far ahead. Today, I would like to begin to transfer some of my knowledge of my 35 years experience in overcoming my own barriers, both personally and professionally. I have just a few tips and techniques that if you absorb them will not only save you a lot of heartache, but also time and money. The first tip is remember it is never about you. No matter what it is, remember it is never about you. Whether you are talking to a customer or a colleague or an investor, or your child or spouse, you must be able to figure out very quickly who you are communicating with, their background and level of education and experience, or you'll miss the mark to communicate effectively and gain your objective of meeting with them in the first place. This is why all experts say, you know, knowledge is power. All experts say you need to ask very poignant questions that will create a comfort and ease and will begin, you know, like a trusted, required relationship. Okay. No one wants to do business with people that they don't know and that they don't trust. Your language and tone is very important. Developing a cooperative style of communication is an art. And those who can put people at ease quickly to make the sale, gain followers, and to gain cooperation from your peers and employees are most effective. Part of developing a cooperative leadership style is being able to know yourself objectively and the people around you. You should begin asking why they were willing to meet with you and what they hope to gain or accomplish from the meeting with you. Especially when you first meet with someone, ask them if they had an ideal outcome for the meeting. And if they did, what would that be? In personal questions, when they provide little tidbits of information that might be personal, or if they ask you personal questions first. For example, they might say, "I'm sorry, I had to take my daughter to school this morning. Sorry, I'm a little late." And, you know, you could proceed. There are a lot of questions that you could ask. "Oh, well, so how old's your daughter? And you know, how many children do you have? And where does she go to school?" There's a lot of personal questions that could come from that one statement. And having that personal relationship is very important to even your business relationship. You can derive many questions from anything that a person might say. This will help you know what motivates them. This leads me to the second tip. Second, always know their motivation. Caring about who you are, communicating beyond the business role you have with them or they with you is important. Your customer, peer, colleague, or employee are all people with emotions. And the number one emotion for humans is belonging. So always know what makes them feel like they belong and what is most important to them. For some, it will be their children. For some, it will be achievement. For others, it will be their significant other. And still others will love the challenge or they'll love to learn. You may be surprised at what motivates them once you figure this out. Look at the people who have been in your life for years. Look at them and ask them or think about what they might be attracted to in you. Look at the people you want to do business with. Part of developing a cooperative leadership style continues with determining what motivates the person you're speaking with and communicating with. Third, and probably the most important tip, is never roll a boulder uphill. One slip and the boulder will mow you down after pushing it only a short distance. If the barrier in front of you is overwhelmingly insurmountable, then stop. Stop the momentum and go a different direction. Don't be ashamed of giving up a direction that seems impossible. Typically, you can either find an easier direction or you may need to reevaluate completely your chosen path. This, of course, there will be challenges that you will face. And if you can take each challenge in bite-sized pieces, prioritizing and tackling each piece with progressive momentum, then you're good to go. But remember, there is no shame in change. There is no shame in change. I have seen so many entrepreneurs that are unwilling to get out of their own way, are unwilling to seek and listen to advice from someone more seasoned. Having a mentor and evangelist is key to a successful personal and business life. Profitably, based on your current direction, if you're in a current direction, your profitability may be based on rolling a boulder uphill. Some keep pushing and pushing with a myopic vision that will never achieve a successful outcome. Stop looking down at your feet or continuing down a dark tunnel or up an insurmountable hill. Evangelist mentor can give you a ray of sunshine and help you see the full breadth and depth of what is in front of you, 5 or 10 steps ahead of you. An evangelist mentor can help you move obstacles and barriers out of your way so the path is smoother. While looking at the sunrise, you will see your road less traveled and be able to turn towards it instead of away from it. Part of developing a cooperative leadership style is being able to predict effectively a profitable direction, and an evangelistic mentor can help you pivot when necessary while avoiding chaos. An effective exercise to create a profile of you as a company that you will seek investment for. For me, it might be the Robin M. Austin LLC profile. The second profile you will create is the ideal investor. You can Google to find different investor presentations, especially those presented to VC capitalists in Silicon Valley. They contain only the factors a venture capitalist is interested in knowing. They may vary slightly, but most of them contain the same basic elements. And I can help with this. For your profile, the first time you do this exercise, just pour out a list of subjective and objective qualities on a page of paper, including qualities like inquisitive, patient, and loves animals, along with, job functions like team player, high technical, or subject matter expert, whatever the subject matter is. For example, I might put technology evangelist and mentor, but then break that down into cyber and physical security, Internet of Things, and power or energy, and a few others. Recently, I evaluated and wrote a review on the company Nightscope, who builds robots or autonomous machines acting as security guards for universities, parking lots, and public areas. The article I wrote can be found on my LinkedIn page if you're interested. This article adds credibility for my security and my IoT skills, my investment skills, and my skills as an evaluator and writer. My presentations for the recent Dallas Secure World events, or also on my LinkedIn page to show you my evangelistic and my speaking skills and strategic skills, as well as my skills as a writer. These are the kinds of things that you will want to create with you or your business as the LLC. Then you go back through your profile list, placing a quantifiable dollar amount beside each quality and skill. Ask yourself, how much would I pay for a patient person? Well, if the person was a nurse or a teacher, then this would be a highly valued skill and might be worth much. Ask yourself, how much would I pay for technical writing skills? Well, if you're a technology company or an analytics company who are constantly writing white papers in need of white papers and data sheets, that might be worth much. Ask yourself, how much is my love for animals worth? Well, if you want to be a veterinarian, work for one, or have developed a product for them, then that might be worth much. By doing the same of the, you know, by doing the same for perfect investor and for matching commonalities across both, you'll be able to determine just how marketable you, your business, and your products are. And you need to have passion around those products. Your cooperative leadership skills are a major component to each of these profiles. If you have a passion for developing a product, then product profile is a separate profile that you should also create, bringing that product to life. It is in the market. Every product is living. It has momentum, and it continues to develop and evolve in the market, or it dies. And I can help with all of this. So I can see that I've ended a little bit early because this is my first time, but I'd like to give you my contact information, because what I'd like to offer is your personal profile. I'd like to help you with that. You, as Rose put it earlier, but for me, I will give you an hour of my time to help you construct your own personal profile so that you can evaluate what your measurability, you as a human being, your measurability in the marketplace. Please email me at Robin Michelle Austin, and I will spell that for you because it's a little different. It's Robin like the bird, R-O-B-I-N, Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L, Austin like in Texas, at gmail.com. If you need help with this or any strategic preparation for investment, if you need help with cybersecurity or risk or compliance help, or message me on Facebook under Robin M. Austin, or you can see me under LinkedIn, and please, please go out and you're free. I've got lots of articles out there. You're free to download any of them and keep them and read them. And it's under Robin M. Austin, CEO, but it's Robin M. Austin is my LinkedIn profile, and it's under Robin M. Austin, CEO. I thank you for your time and attention, and I guess I did a little bit 5 minutes early, but if there are any questions, I will be happy to answer them.